So I say, I heard we have ourselves a great movie.
Audiences are going loony for Coyote versus Acme.
Couldn't agree more.
And critics are calling it a wildly entertaining movie.
I'm here for the innie, pantsless modeling gig.
Ingenious.
Exactly.
Chaotic comedy fun.
Exactly.
A family-friendly blockbuster.
Yeah, of course.
And pure movie magic.
Pretty flattering. I think things like this make us look pretty good in the public eye.
Beep, beep.
Coyote versus Acme. Now playing only in theaters. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG.
Cha-ching. That's the sound of Lowe's Labor Day savings. Get up to 45% off select major appliances and save up to an additional $100 on select laundry pairs. Plus, get 3 bags of Miracle-Gro 0.75 cubic foot garden soil for just $10. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in-store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
When were you the chubby girl in the front row? This comes to us from a girl probably on TikTok, certainly on Instagram. Appears to be a comedian of some sort. And she was talking about when she found out that she had sort of a nickname or a descriptor that she did not know about.
Oh, this is rough.
And I think, you know, like things like this happen sometimes with a Starbucks or something where they, you know, if you have a very common name like John or Sue or something, they might put a descriptor there that isn't supposed to show up on the label, but does. And sometimes people get
green hat.
Yeah. You know, yeah, exactly. You know, muscle shirt, whatever. But sometimes it's something offensive that gets through. And I think this is a bit what she experienced.
Once a week, I go to my dance class at the gym where I am the youngest person there, and I shake my non-existent ass for all the oldies, and I have the time of my life. Apparently, last week, someone complained to the owner of the gym that the dance instructor was really mean to the chubby girl in the front row. And I was like, what? That's crazy. I don't even know who she's talking about. And also, like, my instructor's so nice. He would never be mean to anybody. And then this week, I go to my dance class, and when I walk in, the instructor, who's this little gay man, is like, hey, stupid bitch. And I was like, hey, slut. And I was like, wait, do you know who gave that complaint last week? And he was like, yeah, it was that blonde woman. And I look, and I know who he's talking about, and she stands right behind me. I'm the chubby girl in the front row. It's me. I'm the chubby girl. Oh, horrible.
Oh, no.
Yeah. When did you realize that they were talking about you?
And not in a good way. Not in a good way at all.
I mean,
it'd be one thing if it was like, oh, the hot chick in the front row.
Yeah. Yeah. And you were able to go, oh my God, they mean me.
That's me.
But usually it would be like, oh my God, they mean me. It's a distinctive downturn versus upturn of the voice.
Oh no.
Yeah, that's no good. Yeah. I was once referred to as a dark-haired Q-tip. Which I, in some level, appreciated, but I was very thin when I was young. I mean, I'm not huge now, but I was really thin when I was young. And yeah, so that was hurtful.
At least you can fit into small places.
I could, yeah, I could, yeah.
Yeah, I feel like I've never heard it, but I feel like when people describe like me and my sisters, if they're like, wait, which one's Maitland? They would probably just be like, the short one. Because both my sisters are taller than me and a lot skinnier. And my one sister, she could be a supermodel. Like, she's got very like chiseled, defined features and everything. She works out so hard, earned the body she's got for sure. But we were at the grocery store one time with my mom. I was 18, which is in Michigan. That's when you're allowed to like handle alcohol. So yeah. I was like grabbing a case of beer from like the bottom of the cart. And the cashier was like, no, you can't touch that. And I was like, I'm 18. Like, I'm good. I worked in a grocery store at the time. I was like, I know this bitch.
Also, who cares?
Also, right. Well, then we're standing there and she looks at my sister and she's like, wow, you could be a model. Oh, my gosh. Just going on and on. And then she looks at me and just goes, you're pretty, too.
Oh, you've like, got spunk.
I was like, I almost wish you wouldn't have said that. So, yeah, I'm like the short, spunky one.
You have a great personality.
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably the one for women that would be the worst is when you find out you've been described as the one that has the great personality.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she's the funny one.
Yeah. 1-800-947-3979 if you want to call or text if you've got one of those revelatory moments where you go, oh, no, they mean me.
I'm the fat one.
Or the descriptor of you that you probably weren't meant to hear, that you weren't meant to know about. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that can be... that could be a pretty rough go.
I almost wish more people would, or more businesses would, put those descriptors on the receipts, because it's only happened to me one time and I was just described as green sweatshirt. But
that's no fun.
That's no fun.
It's got to be something.
I mean, I think I agree with you. I think it would be more fun if the descriptors were there. But I'll bet like gross people would disagree. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, I bet I would probably disagree after about two times, because it's not going to take long before, if I'm somebody that works at that restaurant or that establishment, whatever it is, and I'm encouraged to put descriptors based on physical features or looks, oh, it's going to take about 1 minute before that starts going sideways.
Yeah. I mean, I guess it depends on how creative they are, where it could go. I mean, I could think of a lot of things people could write where I go, oh, you know, like if you go to a Starbucks or something and on the cup it says guy whose girlfriend looks like his daughter, you know, like that kind of stuff. You know, oh.
Overachiever.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Somebody texted and they said, someone told me I look like a shorter haired Mason Reese, and I found that so hurtful.
Mason Reese.
I read it out loud thinking you olds would know who that is.
Oh, is that guy that used to do commercials that look real weird?
Oh, wait, no, is he the Munchkins guy, isn't he?
Yeah, hold on.
Yeah, he's real weird looking.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
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 That's tough.
Yeah.
That's...
Yeah, I wouldn't have wanted to
it's not a good look.
Be known as a shorter-haired Mason Reese. No offense to that guy.
Who do we got, Tommy?
Luann
and Lansing. Hi, Luann.
Hi. Now, I was not the chubby girl in the front row. I was the naughty girl that talked about the chubby girl in the front row.
Oh,
okay. What did you do?
Okay.
Well, this happened like 35, 37 years ago. I was engaged to a man I worked with, and this woman desperately wanted him. And somebody made the comment to me about, well, I don't think he likes skinny women with ankles like a bird. And I said, he does. What he doesn't like is a woman that's got an ass like a cow.
Luann.
Yeah, Luann.
Oh, okay, Luann.
Oh, my God.
Hell yeah.
She was right behind me. And as far as position in the company, yeah, she was way up above me.
Oh, okay. Were there any repercussions?
Yeah, I got laid off about 2 weeks later, the day before Thanksgiving.
Okay. She waited just long enough so that it wasn't totally tied in.
Yeah.
Yep. The day after Thanksgiving, I was supposed to pick up the new car I was buying, the brand new car I was buying. So I guess it was good that she did it just before Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
But when I told my boyfriend about it, he said, great, now you've got both our lives messed up. We'll probably both get fired. He did not get fired. We did break up.
Oh.
And she left the company a few months later. I don't know if it was on her free will or what. But
Maybe somebody opened up a new buffet nearby.
It could be, but it was just such a satisfying thing to speak it out loud.
Well done, Luann.
Thank you, Luann. Well appreciate done. The call this morning. 1-800-947-3979. Oh, that is painful, yeah.
Lorraine?
Good morning.
Hello. Hi. Lorraine.
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Very good, thank you. All right, so what happened? Did you hear this about you, or did somebody hear something you
about
said?
About me.
Okay.
About me, that I'm not as pretty as my other two sisters.
Oh
no.
What was that?
Tell us the scenario.
My family was working a fundraiser for a disabled child, and I was doing the check-ins, and there was a group of men that are friends with my father that hadn't met any of us. And they're like, oh, good morning. I'm like, hi, I'm Lorraine. I'm Harry's daughter. And they go, oh, you're Harry's daughter. And my dad walks over and they go, Harry, your daughter is so beautiful. And I smile and he goes, you should see my other two daughters.
Oh, your no, dad? Your own dad?
Oh, Lorraine.
Dad.
I felt so bad for the men because they were mortified.
Oh,
they were
no.
Like, their jaws dropped. And I don't think he meant it the way it sounded.
How did he mean it?
Like, I know. Well, people have told me, no, don't take it that way. He meant it like, you're all beautiful.
Yeah, I mean, he might have like, oh, you think that's something? I got two more, too.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
I get
you
that, but.
The other two.
But. Oh, my God.
I felt so bad for these men because they really, there was like crickets.
Lorraine, congratulations, because you handled that so much better than I think anyone else would have.
Oh, my God.
That is amazing.
That is remarkable.
Who are we talking to? Erin now in Nashville.
Hey. So I grew up fat, so I was always a chubby girl no matter where I went. Front row or back row.
Okay.
But when I was in high school, all of the black girls that I was friends with in my very small town in Tennessee called me like Liberty, but like Fat Liberty, because if you ever saw the show Degrassi from Canada.
Oh, no.
I'm darker complected. I am a white woman, but I'm darker complected because there's like some Native American history somewhere in my family.
Okay.
But I was fat and darker complected and I had frizzy hair and really thick black glasses. So I looked kind of like Liberty from Degrassi as a kid.
Karen.
No, it's not a sad thing. It's hilarious. It was just funny to be famous because they would always ask me where JT was all the time. And I was like, I don't know. If you can find him, let me know.
R.I.P. JT.
Oh, thank you, Erin.
Thank you, Erin.
It was the saddest TV death of all time.
Oh, God. I'm still trying to get over Lorraine.
Oh, my God. You should see my other two.
Wait, do we have time for another one?
Yes.
Yeah, maybe one.
Yeah, we'll do one more.
All right, Lori?
Lori in Buffalo.
Yeah, hi.
Hello, Lori.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. You know, I'm noticing that it's all women calling in on this.
It does seem to be a common thread right now, yeah.
So I was 13, and a repair guy came over to the house. My mom wasn't home yet. I let him in. He did his thing. My mom comes home. I hear them talking later on, and he goes, yeah, your son let me in. It was really great. And I'm like, what? Yeah.
Did you have short hair? Or
I had short hair, and I had a big back end. And wasn't fully developed up front yet either.
Okay.
So
I see.
All of that kind of went together. Yeah. So yeah, it was fun to hear. It was fun to hear.
Thank you, Lori.
Oh, gosh.
One more in real quick.
All right. Okay. Yeah, we're going to Tammy
in Albany.
Tammy.
Hi there.
Hi, how are you?
Hi.
Hi, I'm okay. So I had lost a whole lot of weight, like over 100 pounds. And a client came into my office and said, oh, where's the really fat girl that used to work here?
Oh, no.
I said, that's me. And her face just went white.
Oh, my gosh. I mean,
yeah.
Inappropriate on many levels.
Very.
Yeah.
I would just see myself out at that point.
Yeah, like, okay, well, I got to find a new office to go to.
Yeah.
See you later.
Yeah, that would definitely... Thank you, Tammy. Appreciate
congrats
that.
On the weight loss.
Yeah, that would that would make me want to shrink like Tammy did into the shadows.
So I say, I heard we have ourselves a great movie.
Audiences are going loony for Coyote versus Acme.
Couldn't agree more.
And critics are calling it a wildly entertaining movie.
I'm here for the in any pantsless modeling gig?
Ingenious.
Exactly.
Chaotic comedy fun.
Exactly.
A family-friendly blockbuster.
Yeah, of course.
And pure movie magic.
Pretty flattering. Think things like this make us look pretty good in the public eye.
Beep, beep.
Coyote versus Acme. Now playing only in theaters. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG.